ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Tes. Our Gemara refers back to the Machlokes between Chachamim and Rameir. If we say Maitzi Shemra is Be'esim Rishoisha, or Maitzi Shemra is B'Shoisha. And our Gemara explains Pshat and the Machlokes with a number of Mahalchim. Abaye explains Pshat and the Machlokes as follows. That as far as Chayshin Olaz Mishum Kfeidem Shawishayinim Akoyama Chayshinan Olaz, and we are Chayshish Mishum Kfeidem Shawishayinim. Hacha Mayaskinen Kinda Asrubastam, and the Machlokes between Chachamim and Rameir is dependent upon the Machlokes between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. If as far as Hasara is concerned, do we have to master with a specific Misa? Which is a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Shediyu Be'ezem Misa Hu Nerag. Or is it enough to your master that there is a chiyum misa for this action? We do not have to specify which misa one is chayev for this action. This, that according to Chachamim, one needs esrim rishoisha for meitzi shemra, is because Chachamim understand one does not need to your master with a specific misa. And for that reason, the edim that are being made that she was mezaneh tachtav are coming to mechayev the isha misa. And for that reason, one needs a basin of esrim rishoisha, this that according to your mayor. All one needs is a basin shal shoisha, is because the edim are not coming to mechayev misa, since in order to mechayev misa one has to be master with a specific misa like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That is how Rashi explains pshat in our Gemara. Tesis on the other hand explains pshat in our Gemara with a different malach, and Tesis explains that our Gemara is referring to a case that the edei habal were hokeshu. And the reason why one would need Esrim Ushoisha is because of Chayshash and Olaz, which according to Tesis means that other Edom will come and repeat what the first Edom said. And for that reason, if the first Edom said that the Asra was Tam, and there was no Asra for a specific Misa, where now Chayshash or other Edom will come and say that there was Asra for a specific Misa, but rather the other Edom will come and say that there was Asra Tam. And if with Asra Stam one has the ability to be Mechayev Misa, like the sheet of Chachamim, for that reason one will need Esrim Ushoisha, since we are Chayshish Olaz, and we are Chayshish Mishum Kvodan Shawishayinim. On the other hand, this Rameir argues, is because Rameir holds it could be Yehuda that in order to be Mechayev Sol Misa, one has to be master with a specific Misa. And since there was no Asra with a specific Misa, for that reason, there is no chance that we will eventually be Mechayev the Isha Misa. That is Pshat in our Gemara according to Tesis. But now one has to understand according to Ramban that we mentioned before in our Shion Daf Ches, who explains Chayshish in Lelaz, Umishim Kfeidin Shawishanim is referring to a case of Azama, that the Av is coming to him with Chayiv the Baal Knas, for being Meitzi Shemra, and the Chshash Laz is because of the Chiyiv Misa of the Edim Shalhuzmu, Alidei Edei Av. How are we to understand Pshat in this in our Gemara said? That the machlokes between Chachamim and Rameir and our Mishnah is dependent if Asra Stam is enough or one has to be master with a specific Misa. So here to explain Pshat and our Gemara according to Ramban, one has to say as follows. That if the Edei Haba were not master the Isha with a specific Misa, then even though they were Huzmo, we cannot be Mechayev the Misa if in order to be Mechayev the Isha one needs to be master with a specific Misa. If in order to mechayev the Isha Misa one has to be master with a specific Misa, then the Edei Haba were made that they are not master the Isha with a specific Misa are now coming to mechayev the Isha Misa. And for that reason, even if they were Huzmu, we are not mechayev the Misa, since they were not Zomam to mechayev the Isha Misa. This, that Chachamim and our Mishnah understand that one needs a base in Shalasim and Shalisha is because Chachamim hold that in order to mechayev the Isha Misa, all one needs is Asra Stam, and therefore the Edei Haba were coming to Mechayev the Isha Misa. And for that reason, with HaZama, now the Edei Haba were Chayev Misa Midin Kasha Zomam. And therefore we are Chayisha Sholaz, and for that reason one needs a basin Shol Esrim Ushoisha. That is the Chayev Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Ramban. But now Chayev one can ask according to all the Mahalchim, Bukhir the Machlokes between Rameir and Rabbanan has nothing to do with Meitzi Shemra, but rather it is a general Machlokes as far as Hasra, if Hasra Stam is a good Hasra or not. And therefore, why do Rameir and Rabbanan argue as far as Meitzi Shemra? So according to Rashi, one can explain Pshat as follows. This Achamana may argue as far as Moti Shemra, because in the case of Moti Shemra there is a special chiddush. Since our Gemara says a koyalmo rechishesh olazim rechishesh mishum kvoidan shavishenim, for that reason we should say that even if one needs to be master with a specific misa, but still we should be chishesh, maybe Edom will come and say that they are a master with a specific misa. And this that we are not chishesh is as Rashi explains, that since he was heavy Edom et chilas hazmanosei wadin suweiko emeichash asadi achrini. And that is why they argue by Meitzi Shema to tell us this chiddush. That is a chira, how one can explain Pshat and our Gemara according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, one can say a similar mahalach. And this that they argue by Meitzi Shema is because our Mishnah is coming to Mechadish, even though we are Cheshish Olaz, but the Cheshash Olaz is just this. We are Cheshish that other Edom will come and repeat what the first Edom said, who were Hokhash. We are not Cheshish that other Edom will come and say something different than what the first Edom said. And therefore the first Edom say that the Asra was Asra Stam, and not Asra for a specific Misa. We are not Cheshish that other Edom will come and say that there was Asra for a specific Misa. But now one has to understand, according to the Mahalach of the Ramban, what special chiddush is there by Meitzi Shema that for that reason they argue by Meitzi Shema. So here to explain Pshat in our Mishnah according to the Ramban, one has to say as follows. That in the case of Meitzi Shema, even according to Meir who holds it could be Huda, that in order to Mechai Misa one has to be master with a specific Misa. But the Edim that were made, that the Isha was Mezana, and they were master that she should not be Mezana, even though they are saying that they were master of Stam, and they were not master with a specific Misa. But still the Edom thought that in order to Mechayev the Isha Misa, they do not have to be master with a specific Misa. And therefore the Edom were coming to Mechayev the Isha Misa. And for that reason, there is a tzad to say that even according to Ramey, one should ask him Ushleisha, since there is a Zaman for Misa, and therefore the Inesh of the Edei Abal should be Misa, since that is the Kasher Zaman of the Edei Abal. And that itself is a chiddush for Meir, that even though the Zamam was for Misa, but the fact that the Zamam was for Misa, if there was no way that the Edei HaBaal could possibly have been Mechayev the Isha Misa, for that reason we will not punish them with a Chia Misa. In order to Mechayev the Edom Zemir Misa, it is not enough that the Edom thought that with their Edos they have the ability to be Mechayev Misa, but rather one needs that their Eidos actually has the potential to be Mechayev the Isha Misa. Only then will we punish the Eidim with the Einish of Kasher Zomam, and we will give the Eidim Misa. That is a Chayr Pshat in our Mishnah according to the Ramban. Now this that one needs, that there is the actual potential of Misa, is either because we will say that a Zomam Betos is not considered a Zomam, or we will say that in order to Mechayev the Eidim Misa, one needs it is Nigmar, the din of Misa al-Piyam. And over here was not Nigmar, the din of Misa al-Piyam. Since according to Rameir, in order to Mechai Misa, one needs to master with a specific Misa. And so too one can explain Bishitas Rapapa, who explains that the Malchoykes between Rameir and Rabbanon is because the case of our Mishnah is referring to a case that the Isha was a Chaveira, and they are arguing the Pogta the Risi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon if a Chaver is Sarech Hasra or not. Our Gemara goes on to explain a third Malach as far as how to explain Pshat the Malchikis between Chachamim and Rameir. And our Gemara says of Ashi Omer Kain Da'as Shubay Malchus V'yasubik Tola V'kam Mifugi V'Pogta the Rishmo Rabbanon D'tnan Malchus V'shoisha Mishmo Rishmo Omeru Be'es Shemu Shoisha. Now according to Rashi and Tosfos that we mentioned before, again the chiddush is that even though we are chiddush olaz, but still we are not chiddush that Edom will come and say that they are master beiluk tola. Since the first Edom said that the Asra was for Malchus, we are not chiddush that other Edom will come and say that the Asra was for Ktola. And therefore, if not for this, that Malchus itself is mechayev esrim u'shoisha, there is no reason for us to need esrim u'shoisha. But again, one has to understand, according to Ramban, why do Chachamim and Rameir argue? As far as Meitzi Shema, if Machlokes between Chachamim and Rameir is a general Machlokes, if by Machlokes one needs a basin of Esrim u'Shoisha, or all one needs is a basin Shal Shoisha. So here to explain Pshat in our Gemara, one can explain Pshat in our Gemara as follows. That since the Machlokes between Rabbanon and Rameir is a machlokes as far as the Edom Zomim themselves. They are coming to mechayev the Edom Zomim Malkes, midin kasha zomam, since there is zomam to mechayev the Yisha Malkes. For that reason, there is a Tosefes Chiddush in the case of Meitzi Shema more than the general machlokes. If her base in Shomalkes, all one needs a Shoisha, or one needs Esrim or Shoisha. This, that according to Rishon, one needs Esrim or Shoisha by base in Shomalkes, is as we mentioned before in our Shir and Dav Ches, and as we find in Rashi and Dav Yudam and Aleph, is because we say, the Kivan, the Avralas, are Spiri Roi Hu Lamos. And for that reason, we will say, Malkes ben Makem Misa Imedes. And since Malkes ben Makem Misa Imedes, since really the Einesh one is Mechuyev is Misa, just Malkus is Ka'achas min Amisais. For that reason, according to Rishmo, one needs Esrim or Shoisha. But we'll chayva this that we will say, that Malkus is a Malkum Misa Imedes, is only as far as the Isha herself is concerned. As far as the Isha herself, that the Edom were Masra, that if she is Mezana Tachtav, she will be Chayevis Malkus. Then we will say that her Malkus is Ben Malkum Misa Imedes. But now as far as the Einish of the Edom is concerned, that they were only Zomam to Mechayiv her Malkus, Wilcher their Einish is a regular Malkus, which is not the Mokem Misa Imedes. And for that reason, as far as being Ma'anish, Neidim Zeumen, all one should need is a base in Shal Shoisha. One should not need a base in Shal Esim Shoisha. For that reason, Chachamim in our Mishnah are Mechadev, that still one needs a base in the Esim Shoisha to Mechayiv the Edim Zeumen Malkus. And we will say Malkus and Mokem Misa Imedes, even as far as the Einish of the Edim Zeumen themselves is concerned. And this that we will say Malkus and Malkum Misa Imedes, even as far as the Edom Zeumen themselves is concerned, is because Halacha v'kasher Zomam is this that we say, that whatever din they were trying to mechayev the nidin, that din is transferred on to the Edom Zeumen themselves. And therefore, if they were coming to mechayev the Isha, a Malkus and Malkum Misa, that is their din as well. And they are also mechuyavim Misa, and they are also mechuyavim Malkus ben Malkum Misa. And for that reason, Chum say that one needs a base din of Esrim u'Shloisha as far as the Einish of the Edom Zeumen themselves. That is one Mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Ramban. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Ramban is by saying as follows. That this, that Chum argue on Rabbi Shmuel and Chachamim say that Malkus is not a base in Shal Esrim u'Shloisha, but rather all one needs is a base in Shal Shloisha, is because Chachamim understand we do not say Malkus and Malkum Misa Imedes. And therefore there is a tzad, that this, that Chacham argued of Rishmo, is only as far as a regular Malkus is concerned. As far as the Malkus of an Isha that was Mezana Tachtov, that the reason why the Isha is only Chavis Malkus is because the Astro was for Malkus and not for Misa. By such a Malkus, we should say Okoyalma Malkus and Malkum Misa Imedes. And therefore Okoyalma one should need a base in Shal Esrim u'Shloisha as far as such a Malkus is concerned. For that reason, Reb Meir in our Mishnah is coming to Mechadesh that according to the Shita of Tanakama who argues on Reb Yishmael. Just like Tanakama understands that by regular Malkus, one does not need a base in Esrim u'Shloisha, so to by such a Malkus, one does not need a base in Esrim u'Shloisha. And this Reb Meir understands that even by such a Malkus, one does not need a base in Esrim u'Shloisha, is either because such a Malkus is a regular Malkus, and the Malkus is coming for the Lav, as we find in Rashi. The Rashi explains, "De'enu chamisas beis and treinamar ba Lav, ukesaver Lav shenitam asharas misas beis and leikin ol kiasu ba Malkus leiktala." Or one can say there a mayor is coming to Mechadesh that this the Tanakama argues. Rabbi Shmuel Tanakama says that all one needs is a beis and shal shoisha, is because this that one needs a beis and shal esim u'shoisha by yechiy misa is only because there is an Ibud Nefesh taking place. And therefore, by Malkus, that there is no Ibud Nefesh taking place, even if we are to say Malkus and Malkum Misa Imedes, but still one does not need a base in Esrim u'Shloisha, since by Malkus there is no Ibud Nefesh. That is another Malach, with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara. Our Gemara goes on to explain Pshat in the Malchikis between a Meir and a Chacham with a fourth Malach. And our Gemara says, "Avinu Amar k'gan shnimta echem and aedim karvay pasul." The Kamifel gave a plug to their Biyisi for Rabbi Aliba der Bekiva, which Rashi explains to mean that the Machlekes that our Gemara is referring to is in a case that one of the Edom was Nimtza Karvei Pasul V'Ra V'Shasak V'Yisra, In other words, according to Rebbe, this that we say, that there is a wacham nimsa achamim karve posel edus kum betela, is only bisman che hisru bahen. Avo bisman che hisru bahen, we will say teskayim o edus beshar. Now, okay, one has to understand pshat in our Gemara. According to Tesis, that even in a case that he brought edim, we are still cheshish for other edim. If so, if he brought edim and it was nimsa achamim karve posel, let us be cheshish for other edim. And therefore we should have chayshina no'laz. And for that reason one should need a base in of esrim u'shoisha. So here to explain pshat in our Gemara according to Tesis, one has to say as follows. That we are not cheshish for other edim, since even if other edim will come, they will also have alacha nimsa echmim karve pasal. In other words, the fact that we found one pasal in the first cat will affect the second cat as well. Since b'shas riyah, they all saw the edus together. And they all saw one maisa of this, that the isha was mezana tachtav. For that reason, we will apply the halacha of nimsa echem karve pasal to all the edim. And for that reason, cannot possibly come with a misa if we are to say that the halacha of nimsa echem karve pasal applies, even without the straw of the one who is pasal. And so too we find is the shita of Tesis. Tesis and Makas Navav Manalf explains. This, however, says, "V'hu shidu kum teich deidibers," now referring to the halacha nimtzach mem karve pasal. As far as the halacha nimtzach mem karve pasal, that halacha will apply even to a case that they were not made teich deidibur, as long as b'shas riyas hamaisa they were together, then we will apply the halacha nimtzach mem karve pasal. And therefore, Tesis is going with shitas ayu. Rashi, on the other hand, Makas Nafav Manalf argues in Tesis. And Rashi, who explains Pshat and this Rava, says Vushidu Kum Teich Ledibur, is even referring to the Lacham Nimtzach and Karve Apostle, that in order to have the Lacham Nimtzach and Karve Apostle, one needs that they are Meir Teich Ledibur, and the fact that they are Roya, their Edus together is not enough. According to Rashi, this we are now Cheshish Olaz. At this point of our Gemara, is Rashi Shitasi, who explains that if the Baal Din himself brought Edom, we are now cheshish olaz that other Edom will come. That is a chayyab pshat in our Gemara according to Rashi and Tesis. But now one has to understand according to Tesis, if the halacha of nimsa achmen karvei pasal is dependent upon shas riyas eidos, and one does not need that they should be maget teich deidibur of each other. If so, again one has to understand, why do Chachamim and Armeir argue by a case in Mitzi Shemra if their machlekes is a general machlekes as far as Nimtza Echem and Karvei Pasal, if one needs a Asra of the Pasal or not? So here to explain Pshat and our Gemara according to Tesis, one has to say as follows, that itself is a Chiddush of our Mishnah, that the halacha of Nimtza Echem and Karvei Pasal is not dependent upon this, that they may take the deeper of each other, but rather it is only dependent upon Shas Riyah. And for that reason, we are now cheshish olaz according to the shita of Vermeer. That is one way, which one can explain pshat in our Gemara according to the shita of Tesis. Another mahalach, which one can explain pshat in our Gemara according to the shita of Tesis, is by saying as follows, that in our Mishnah was in Schadish, that even though according to Vermeer, we will have the halach of Nimtzach and Karvei Pasal, but still the Reidus is kosher as far as Dini Mominus is concerned. Since Rameir is also b'shitas Rabbi Yisi, who says that the halacha of nimtza echmim karvei pasal only applies to dine nefashas and not to dine mominus. And we will not say that since the reidus is pasal dine nefashas, so to the reidus is pasal dine mominus, based on eidus shevatzla. But rather we will say that even though the reidus is pasal dine nefashas, but still the reidus is kosher dine mominus. Which, as we mentioned before in our shir and avches, is a sheet of Tesis before Bidi Ramascho Vehevi O'av Eidim Vezimum. That is another malach, which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the sheet of Tesis. So again, our Gemara brings down a machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Rebbe. If one needs that the apostle is master in order to have the halach of Nimtzach Mem Karv apostle or not. According to Rabbi Yisi, even without Asra, we will apply the halacha of nimtzach mem karvei pasal. On the other hand, according to Rebbe, one needs bizman shehisru ben in order to have the halacha of nimtzach mem karvei pasal. As we mentioned before, there is another machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yisi as well. What is the halacha as far as dine mominus? Is there a halacha nimza achem karve pasa by dini mamnes or not? According to Abisi, the halacha nimza achem karve pasa only applies to dini nefashis and not to dini mamnes. On the other hand, according to Rebbe, the halacha nimza achem karve pasa applies across the board. And so too, as we mentioned before, from Tesis one sees that a mayor who holds a kabisi, that one has the halacha of nimza achmen karve pasul without a hasra, also holds a kabisi as far as this, by dini mamnes, we do not apply the halacha of nimza achmen karve pasul. Well, here one has to understand, what is the connection between these two machleksin? So to explain pshat, in the connection between these two machlokes and machlokes, one can explain as follows. That the machlokes between Rabbi and Abayis is a fundamental machlokes as far as how to understand the halacha of nimza echem mehen karav epasol. Machlokes, one can explain pshat and the halacha with one of two malachim. Either one can explain pshat and the halacha of nimza echem karav epasol. That if one of the eidim was nimza karav epasol, we consider as if all the eidim are psalim. What do we understand the halacha of nimza echmem karve pasul? That if one of the eidim was nimza karve pasul, then one is missing part of the cat. In other words, even though all one needs is two eidim, but other eidim as well could become part of the cat. And now one needs the entire cat. And if part of the cat is missing, we do not have a cat of eidim. These two tzadim, as far as how to explain pshat and halacha of nimza echmem karve pasul, are the Tutsadim of Abkiveger and Chuvas and Simon Peizayan and Simon Kov Chav Dalet. The Abkiveger has the following Shaila. What is the halacha as far as Eidos Isha is concerned? If one of the Eidim that are being made and an Isha's bow was mace was Nimtza Karve Pasal, for example, if one of the Eidim was Nimtza that he is a Gazan, and a Gazan is Pasal for Eidos Isha, will we apply the halacha of Nimtza Achmim Karve Pasal or not? If we are to understand that the halacha of nimza echmem karve pasul is because we consider as if all the eidim are psulim, and the psul of one of the eidim is mispasha to all the eidim, then as far as eidim sisha, we will not be able to apply the halacha of nimza echmem karve pasul, since eidim psulim are also ksherim for eidim sisha. Only a gazan who has a chshash meshaker is pasul with eidim sisha, and therefore, as far as the psul mispashet will not affect the other eidim, and they will still be ksherim le'edus isha. On the other, if we are to understand that halacha nimza echem karve pasul is because we say that one needs the entire cat, and if one needs the entire cat, if one of the cat was nimza pasul, then one is missing the cat that one needs for edus. And even by edus isha, we will apply the halacha nimza echem karve pasul. And if one of them was nimza gazlan, we will say edus kulan betela. Based on these two tzadim, one can explain the machlokes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi as follows. Rabbi Yisi understands that it was in Schadesh in the drasha of Apishnai Me'idim Eishoish Eidim that the psul is mispashet, and we consider as a full the Eidim are psulim. As far as this, that the psul is mispashet, Rabbi Yisi understands that only as far as Dini Nefashis will we say that the psul is mispashet. As Rashi explains that based on the pasuk of Shavtu Eidav Eitzil Eidav Dini Nefashis, we are Madrinon Basar Schusa, and since we are Madrinon Basar Schusa, for that reason we will say that we consider as if all the Eidim are Psulim. As far as the Nimominus, on the other hand, we do not consider as if all the Eidim are Psulim. And so too, for that reason, according to Rabbi Yisi, one does not need the Asra of the Eid who is Pasul in order to have the Racham Nimtza Achmim Karve Pasul. Even if the Eid who is Pasul was not Master, but still we will consider as if the Psul of the Eid that is pasul is mispasha to the other eidim. But that is only according to the sheet of Rabbi Yisi, who understands that the yisayid of nimza echem karve pasul is because we see as if the psul is mispashet. Rabbi, on the other hand, argues, and Rabbi understands that the halacha of nimza echem karve pasul is because one needs the entire cat. And for that reason, Rabbi understands that this halacha applies to dini mamnes as well. Even by dini mamnes, one needs the entire cat. In the drasha of Mishnah, made the Mishloish Eidim was just Neschadish, that we consider all the Eidim as part of the cat. And therefore, the halacha is universal halacha, wherever one needs a cat of Eidim, all of the Eidim are considered part of that cat, Shala Eidim. And for that reason, Rabbi understands that one needs the Kavana Lohoid in order to be considered part of the cat. And even though, even without Kavana Lohoid, one is able to be made and one might even be considered an aid, but still we do not consider as if all the aidim are part of one cat. In order to be part of the cat, one needs neskavnu lahoid, and for that reason, according to Rebbe, without asra and without kavanu lahoid, then we will not apply the halacha of nimtza echa mehen karve pasal. That is a chira. How one can explain pshat the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe and explain how both machlokesim are dependent upon the same nekuda. In the Torah in Chesh Mishpat and Siman HaMavav, we find that the Torah brings down the following halacha. Eidim, there are mechavin ohoed b'shas v'yas eidos in poysom ha'achirim b'din nimtza echmem karve pasal. The Torah goes on to bring the shita of the Ramah, that the Ramah says, this that we say, that kesho'imesh ba'lirais in yipaisos eodav kesho'idu b'yachah b'veisim b'sich de'dibar. Av l'mi'idu yachah b'sich de'dibar fi lo'imim sho'ibowu al'lirais afiu. So from the Ramah one clearly sees that the Ramah understands that there are two ways with which one can have the halach of nimtza echem karvi pasal. Either one can have the halach of nimtza echem karvi pasal if they are mechavin lahoy b'shas v'yasan, and then we will say that even if they are not me'etich deeper one of the other, but still we will apply the halach of nimtza echem karvi pasal. And then there is another halacha of nimtza echem karvi pasal as well. If at the time of Agada they were made teich ledibur one of the other, we will apply the halacha of nimtza echem karvi pasal. According to the Mahalach that we mentioned before, Lachir from the Marwan sees that in order to be considered one cat, one can be considered one cat with one of two Mahalachim. Either one can be considered one cat with this that they are mechavin le'idus b'shas v'yasan, or one can be considered one cat with this that they were made teich de dibur of each other. That is a chira, what comes out from the shita of the Ramah. In Tesis we find that Tesis brings down from the Rashbam, that the Rashbam in Bava Basra of Kofi Gimel and Beis says the following chiddush, that by someone who is ra eidos, v'niskavin lahoed, we apply the halacha of ein eid na'asadayin. And the Rashbam brings the following raya from this that we find, that as far as the halacha of nimtza echem and karvei pasal, as long as b'shas re'iyah one had kavanah le'idus, we apply the halacha of nimtza echem and karvei pasal. So from there the Rashbam proves that as long as one was mechaven le'idus, he is considered an aid, and therefore so too we apply the halacha of ein aid na'aseh dayin. In Tosis in our sugya we find that Tosis asks the following kasha. Tesis asks if someone can ask a seeming steer of a shitas Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda makas navavim at our paskins of Kibisi, that even without kavanu lahoyed, but still there is alacham nimtza echam mehen karvei pasal. If so, according to the shita of Kibisi, so too we should say that we should apply the alacham ein ein nasadayin even without kavanu lahoyed. In the Gemara of Abbasin of Kofi Gimel on Base 1 clearly sees that Yehuda says that without Kavana Lahoid there is no halacha of Ein Eid Nasadai. From the Kasha of Tesis, one clearly sees that Tesis understands that the entire machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe is not a machlokes, Yisoid Hadin, of Nimtza Echmim Karvei Pasal, but rather it is machlokes for needs kavano lahoyed b'shas riyah in order to be considered an aid. That according to Rebbe, in order to be considered an aid, one needs kavano lahoyed b'shas riyah. On the other hand, according to Rebbe, even without kavano lahoyed b'shas riyah, one is considered an aid. That is what one sees from our Tesis. B'shitas HaRashbam, one can say that the Rashbam argues on Tesis and the Rashbam understands that the machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe is not a machlokes, as far as if one needs kavana lahoid in order to be considered an aid. But rather, everyone agrees that in order to be considered an aid, one needs kavana lahoid. Without kavana lahoid, one is not considered an aid. And the entire machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi is only a machlokes as far as the halacha of nimtza echem mehen karvei pasal. Does one need to be considered an aid at the time of Re'iyah in order to have the halacha of nimtza echem mehen karvei pasal or not? In Tesis we find that Tesis goes on to say that in order to have the halacha of nimtza echem karvei pasal, it is not enough that b'shas riyah they were mechaven le'idos, but rather one needs that they actually came to say eidos. And even though, as you mentioned before, b'shitas ha'Tesis, one does not need that they were me'etich de'dibur of each other, but still one needs that they eventually came to say eidos. As Tesis says, Abu Mishamriya or Hoches Kam nu a hoid wai. The Eoitimachi call Gitten, Kishanason, Eastern with Ne Craven, my psuem, ye upsuem, and me scaven or echad. Rabbi Eisiafio oi is scaven. Tesis goes on to explain the hide the car my yasu besachem. Vada yechuno sakan choyochu shne mohoid. Abu Pomem shoyeda zebozavioid or echad. Afa pisha heid. Achiv kvar bebeistin. So again, Tesis understands that in order to have the Alachav Nimtza Echen Karipasal, Bein Roshitas Rabbi Yisi, and Bein Roshitas Rabbi, one needs that they eventually came to be made. And so too, Tesis goes on to say that as far as the Alachav Ein Eina Sedai, one needs that the aid was made befiv. Only then will we say Ein Eina Sedayin. In other words, Tesis understands that in order to be considered an aid, it is not enough that one saw the Eidos. And so too, it is not enough that one was mechaven or hoyed b'shas riyas ha'idos, but rather one needs that he actually came to say Eidos. Only then do we consider him as an aid who will have the alachav nimtza echem karipasal and will have the alachav ein ein na sedayin. Tesis explains that the entire machoikes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi is only machoikes if one needs kavana or hoyed in order to be considered an aid, or is one considered an aid even without kavana or hoyed, as long as he ended up being made. In our Gemara, according to the Shita of Tesis, we find the following chiddush, that by Nimtza Echa Me'aidim Karvei Pasal, if we will say, Nimtza Echa Me'aidim Karvei Pasal Yidusam B'teva, then we can rechayev the Baal Achiyov of Maitzi Shema. Achiyov, one can say this, that we find in our Gemara, according to the Shita of Tesis, that by Nimtza Echa Me'aidim Karvei Pasal, we can rechayev the Baal Mishom Maitzi Shema, is only if we are to hold like the Shita Rabbi Yisi, who understands, as he mentioned before, that the state of Nimtza Ech Mem Karvei Pasal works because we consider all the Edom as if they are Psalim, and we say that the Psal of one of the Edom is Nispasha to all the other Edom. For that reason, one will have the Halacha of Maitzi Shemra. On the other hand, according to the Shita of Rabbi, who argues in Rabbi Yisi, and as we explained, Rabbi understands that the Halacha of Nimtza Ech Mem Karvei Pasal is because we are missing a kat of Edim, then Ochayah, one can say that according to Rabbi, one will not have the halacha of Maitzi Shemra. All one has is a bitul ha'edos, one does not have Edim who are psulim. But that is only if we are to understand that the machoikes between Rabbi and Ibeis is a machoikes beside hadinim nimtza echemem karvei pasal. Then one can say that according to Rabbi Yisi, one will have the halacha of Maitzi Shemra with a Nimtza Ech Mem Karvei Pasal. On the other hand, according to Rabbi, one will not have the halacha of Maitzi Shema by Nimtza Ech Mem Karvei Pasal. But as he mentioned, Meshitas HaTesis Achir, the basis of the Machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisi, is a Machlokes if one needs Kavana Lahoid in order to be considered an aid. But everyone agrees that in order to have the halacha of Nimtza Ech Mem Karvei Pasal, one needs to be considered an aid. And therefore, according to Tesis, L'chayr the machloikes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi is not a machloikes, as far as he said hadinim nimtza echem karvei pasal, but rather it is a machloikes as far as what one needs to be considered an aid. And this Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi argue, as far as nimtza echem karvei pasal b'dini mominis, l'chayr the entire machloikes is a machloikes of as far as dini mominis, do we consider the edim as one kat or not? Rabbi Yisi understands that as far as dini mominis, we do not consider the edim as one kat, but rather as far as dini mominis, one can have two separate edim that are being made, just like we find that by dini mominis, edus miuchedus is kosher. On the other hand, by dini nefashis, we consider the edim as one kat. By dini nefashis, one needs a kat, and we consider all the edim as part of that kat. On the other hand, Rabbi argues and Rabbi understands that even by dini mominis we consider the edim as one kat, and we consider all the edim as part of one kat, and therefore if we are missing part of the kat, the entire edus is batzel. And therefore b'shitas ha'tesis will come out that both according to Rabbi Yisi and according to Rabbi, this that there is a chiyuv maitzi shema b'nimtza echem karvei pasal is because b'bitul ha'edus that itself is enough to have the halacha of Maitzi Shema. One does not need a psul ha'edim in order to have the halacha of Maitzi Shema. And so to achir is a shita of Tesis before and Avches, as he mentioned before, in our Shir on Dav Ches. Our Gemara goes on to explain Pshat and Machlokes between Chachamim and Rameir with a fifth Mahalach. And our Gemara says, Yibar Yisema, Kain Shehisru Ba'achirim, Ba'i Hisru Ba'idim, V'kamifogi Ba'pogta, D'Rabi Yisi V'Rabbanon. D'tanani Be'isi Yemir Lo'ilam, And Yenerag, Ad Shiu Pishnei Edim, Masrim, Ba'i Shanim, Al Pishnayim Edim. Our Gemara goes on to say another Mahalach. As far as how to understand Pshat and Machlokes between Rameir and Chachamim, and our Gemara says, "Yibar Yisema, Kagain Deskachos Be'Vedikos, V'lo Yiskachos Be'Chakiros." Now, one has to understand, according to Rameir, who holds a Kabechnam ben Zakai, that by Hochesh Shubavidikais, we will say Achoshos Bedikais Mohachosha. If so, what is Pshat in this, Rameir says, the Mighty Shemez Beshoisha, which according to Rashi means, that the Baal is coming to Mavsa the Ishak Suvasa with his Edim. And therefore we should say the one does not have an Eidos, and for that reason he should not be able to be mafsid k'suvasa with his Eidim. So from our Gemara, one clearly sees that that chash of v'dikais will not affect their Eidos for a moment, only as far as nefashis, which needs drisha v'chakira. And one needs chakira v'dikais, so we say that hokeshu v'dikais is shmo ha'chasha. And therefore the Eidos of the Eidim remains as far as being mafsid the Isha Ksuvasa. This that we said, that since as far as the Nimominus, one does not need Drisha V'Chakira, and therefore we will not apply the Halacha of Hokesh U'Bevedikais, is a tremendous Machlokes HaRishonim. In the Rambam, in Perek Gimel Melchaseidus Halacha Gimel, we find that the Rambam says that even as far as the Nimomnes, one does not need Drisha V'Chakira, but still we will say Kol Shehokeshu Batlei Dusan. On the other end, the Ramban, which is brought down in the Baal Trumas, Shara Chav Tes, Chilak Dalet. And so too we find in Taisis E4, on the Avches and Mebeis, understand that wherever one does not need Drisha V'Chakira, Hokeshu B'Drisha V'Chakira will not make any difference whatsoever. So Chirif Margamora, according to the Shita of Rashi, one clearly sees, like the Shita of the Ramban, and Tosfos before in the Avches, and not like the Rambam. And Rashi understands that as far as the Nimominus are concerned, Hokeshu B'Drishas V'Chakiras will not make any difference, since as far as the Nimominus, one does not need Drisha V'Chakira. That is the first Chiddush that one sees in our Gemara according to the Shita of Rashi. But one sees another Chiddush as well. As far as Dini Nefashis, the Eidos was Hokhash. And therefore we should say, Eidos HaBatla Mekzasa Batla Kula, and since the Eidos was Batla Agave Nefashis, so too the Eidos Minas Batla Agave Dini Mominis. So from our Gemara, according to the Shita of Rashi, Ochir one clearly sees that the fact that the Eidos was in Batla Agave Nefashis is not enough for us to say that so too the Eidos should be Batla Agave Dini Mominis, which, as we mentioned before in our Shir and Avches, is the Shita of Tosfos. In the Ramban, on the other end, we find that the Ramban argues, and the Ramban understands that we will say Eidos Shabbatu Agave Nefashis is Batu Agave Dine Mominis. If someone has to understand, how is the Ramban going to learn our Gemara? As we find, the Ran explains with Shita Saramban that in our Gemara, the Ramban agrees to Rashi that the Baal is coming to Mafsa the Isha Ksuvasa. And according to Rameir, all the Baal can do is be mafsid the Isha Ksuvasa. Bukhira, how can the Baal be mafsid the Isha Ksuvasa? Why don't we say Eidosh Batul Agave Nefashis is Batul Agave Mominis? So to explain Pshat and our Gemara according to Ramban, Bukhira, one has to say as follows, that Akhasha itself is not considered a bittul. And even though there was Akhasha and Agave Nefashis, one has Akhasha, but that itself is not considered a bittul, even Agave Nefashis, and therefore we will not say Eidos HaBatul Agave Nefashis is Batul Agave Mominis. That is Zechira, what one has to say according to Ramban as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara. From this, our Gemara says that the Machlokes between Rameir and Chachamim is dependent upon the Machlokes between Ben Zakkai and Rabbanon. From our Gemara, one clearly sees that according to Rabbanon, even if they're abidik ba'uktzei te'inim, v'hokeshu b'vedikais of uktzei te'inim, but still such a akasha is not considered a akasha. And even though, as we mentioned before, b'shitas ha-Rambam, that the shita of the Rambam is this, that even where one does not need drisha v'chakira, but so hokhashu v'drishas v'chakiras is considered achasha. But as far as uktzei te'inim, we will say that according to Rabbanon, that we are not b'idek b'uktzei te'inim. For that reason, we will say v'ramu sa'adi adaiti su'a mivda koihai, as we find in Rashi. And therefore the achasha, as far as such b'dikas, is not considered achasha. That is okay, what one sees in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rambam. According to Ramban and Tosfos, on the other hand, one can explain Pshat in our Gemara as follows, that since according to Rabbanan there is no halacha to be b'idek b'oktzei te'inim, for that reason, even if they are hokhashu b'dikas, that achasha does not count, since whatever the Edim said as far as uktzei te'inim is not considered part of their Edus. Only as far as whatever is necessary for the drishas v'chakiras of the Edim is considered part of their Edus. And only as far as something which is considered part of their Edus will we say that hokhashu b'vedikas is considered achasha and the entire Edus will be batal. Our Gemara goes on to say, Omar of Yosef, Hevi Abal Edim Shezinsa, Vehevi Av Edim Vezimam Ede Abal Ede Abal Nerogen Ve'em Shalman Mamin. Chazar Vehevi Abal Edim Vezimam Ede Av Nerogen Meshalman Mamin. Mamin Hose, Unifashes Hose. In the Bekevegar in Ksuvas Nafam Base, on the base we find the Bekevegar asks the following Kash on our Gemara. The Bekevegar asks, what is Pshat in this? How we find in our Gemara that by Huzmu Ede Av. The loch is nerogen umeshalmen momen. Vokher by huzmu eideav, the eideav shri chayiv malchus as well. Since the eideav were zemim lahalkes habau. Rebbe Kivegar answers his kasha by saying that from our Gemara one sees that as far as malchus we will say, Eine leiko meshalim, and the loch is meshalim ve eine leike. And for that reason by huzmu eideav, the loch is nerogen umeshalmen momen, but they are not chayiv malchus. In our Meir Simcha, in our Sameach, Perkei Gimel Mehochas Sanhedrin, we find their Meir Simcha says that as far as Malchus is concerned, we will not apply the halacha of Einei Leika Meshalim, and we will say Meshalim Veinei Leika, but rather we will say Leika Meshalim, since the Edom Zemimin, we're coming to Mechayev the Baal Achiev of Meitzi Shemra, and by Meitzi Shemra the halacha is Leika Meshalim, and we do not say Kol HaMeshalim Einei Leika. If so, so too the Edom Zeriman should be Leiko Meshalim. And so too we find in Tosfos and Ksuvos Nafam Beis on a base, that Tosfos and Ksuvos says that by Edom Zeriman it is not Mestaber Shuri Chayavim Momen Umalkas, Kivan Shirotzo Achai Vaishneya. But again, one has to understand, as Kvegar asks, if so, how are we to explain Pshat and this Gemara says that the Edei Av are Nerogen Meshalmon, but they are not Leike? So to explain Pshat and Argamor, we find that B'chemezer and Ebenezer Simon Chafalov explains Pshat and Argamor as follows, that this, that Edom Zeriman are not Chaya Malkas, is not because we say, Kol HaMeshalim Einei Leike, but rather this, that Edom Zeriman are not Chaya Malkas, is because the Misa is Peteres Es HaMalkas. And even though Misa Azeh, Mamon Azeh, the Misa does not patter the Mamon, as one sees in Argamor, but still as far as Misa Azeh, Malkas Azeh, the Misa will patter the Malkus. That is how B'chemezer explains Pshat in our Gemara. So again we find two Malachim as far as how to explain Pshat in this one sees in our Gemara, that the Edom Zeriman are not like it. The Kivegar understands that the reason why the Edom Zeriman are not like it is because we will say, Kol HaMeshalim Einei Leike. And even though the Edom Zeriman themselves are coming to Mechayev the Baal, B'chiv Malkus U'mamin, but still we will say as far as the Edom Zeriman themselves, Kol Meshalim Einei Leike. On the other hand, B'chemezer explains another Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara. And B'chemezer explains that the reason why the Edom Zeriman are not Leike is not because we will say Kol Meshalim Einei Leike, but rather they are not Leike because of the Chiyamisa. And there is a Kimle with the Rabbi Mine because of the Chiyamisa. Now, I'll try to explain Pshat in this Machlekes HaAchrinim. If Edom were made that someone is mighty shame of a huzmu, if we will say leiko meshalim or not, is a chayra dependent upon a fundamental shayla as far as how to understand the halacha of kasher zomem. As we mentioned in the beginning of our share, there are two ways as far as how to understand kasher zomem. Either one can understand kasher zomem by saying that they are chayv and inish for their Zmama, and we are ma'anish them according to their Zmama, or one can say that the Chiyav Kashzamim is this, that we transfer the Chiyav of the Nidin to them. And whatever the Chiyav that they were coming to him, the Chiyav, the Nidin, is transferred over to them. This Ermir Simcha and Ibchei Meizir understand that Edim that were Zomam and Edim that were made that someone was Meitzi Shemra had a nation to him and Chayav that Edim Malkas Umamen is because these Achrenim understand that the Geder of Kasha Zomam and the Geder of Einish is this, so we transfer over the Einish of the Nidain to the Edim Zemamen. And therefore, just like as far as the Nidim and Meitzi Shemra, we will not say Kol Meshalim Inuweka, but rather that Wach is Leiko Meshalim. So to the Edim will now have the Chiyuv of Meitzi Shemra, and therefore the Edim will be Leiko Meshalim. On the other hand, Kivegar understands we do not transfer over the din of the Nidan to the Edim Zeimin, but rather we are Ma'anish them according to their Zmama. And therefore, as far as the Inish of the Edim Zeimin according to their Zmama, we will say Kol Meshalim Inuweka, just like we say Kol Meshalim Inuweka B'chol HaTerakua. That is one Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in this Machlekes HaAchreinim. And this is Zuchir the basis of the other Machlekes HaAchreinim between Kivegir and Chemezer. If the Misa Malkus is concerned Misa Azel Malkus Azel or not. In Kivegir and Ksuvas Nafam Beis and Beis we find Rabbi Kivegar says the following chiddush. Rabbi Kivegar says this, so we find in our Gemara that we will say Kol HaMeshalim Inuweka, for that reason the Edim Zeimin are not Chayim Malkus, is only going according to Belazar and Ksuvas. That Belazar explains this, that by Edim Zeimin we say Kol HaMeshalim Inuweka is because Edim Zeimin are La B'nei Hasra'aninu. And since Edim Zeimin La B'nei Hasra'aninu, for that reason, if we have a choice between Malkus and Mammon, we will say Kol HaMeshalim Inuweka. And for that reason, in our sugya, the Edim Zeimin are not Chayim Malkus, but rather they are Meshalim Ve'inuweka. Which is a B'kvega Oshitasi who understands that the reason why the Edim Zeimin are not Chayim Malkus is based on the rule of Kol HaMeshalim Inuweka. In the Marshal, we find that the Marshal argues on Ibkivegar. In the Marshal in Ksubas, we find that the Marshal asks the following Kasha. What is Pshat in this that we find in our Gemara? That by Huzmu Eide Abal, the Eide Abal are now Rogim Ve'ena Meshalmin Mamin. Lachir, we should say Meshalmin Mamin Ve'ena Nerogin, based on the Shita of Rebbe Lazar. That where everyone has two choices, since Edim Zeimin Ulabne Asar, for that reason, Allah is Meshalmin Ve'ena. So too the halacha should be Meshalmin ve'eina nerogin. The Marshal answers the kasha by saying as follows, that by oinesh misa kiven the miskayim kasha zomam hoi boi oinesh hagof hasra. Mashen ken b'malkes loizana heichad loi miskayim u kasha zomam oinesh hagof boi hasra. In other words, the Marshal explains this by huzmo ide abal the ide abal nerogin ve'eina meshalmamin. And we do not say Meshalmin ve'eina nerogin according to Belazar, is because the Belazar is not referring to an Einesh HaGof, which is coming Milasa de Kasher Zomam. As far as an Einesh HaGof, which is coming Milasa de Kasher Zomam, we do not say that since La B'nei Asar, for that reason, they should not get that Einesh, but rather they get that Einesh even without Asra. Hasra is not necessary for an Einesh that is coming Midin Kasher Zomam. Rabbi Kivegar on the other end argues on the Marashan, and Kivegar understands that even as far as Na'inesh HaGof, which is coming Milasa the Kasha Zomam, but still, even such an Inish will need Asra, and therefore we will apply the Svara of Rabbi Lazar. And for that reason we will say, Kol HaMishalem Eine Leike. Now, everyone has to understand according to Kivegar how we answer the Kasha the Marashan, that by Huzmu Eide Abal, the Loch Shabi Mishalman Momen Ve'ena Nerogin. In Kivegar, we find a similar kasha. Kivegar asks what is pshat in this that we find in our Gemara. That Eide Av Shehuzmu Nerogin Meshal Mamin. Mamin Ozeh Unefashas Ozeh. From our Gemara, Kivegar is Medayik, if not for this that we say, that Mamin Ozeh Unefashas Ozeh is Chayiv, we would say Nerogin Ve'ena Meshal Mamin. Kivegar asks, that according to Blazer, since Misa is Boy Yisrael, we should say Meshalmin Ve'ena Nerogin. Which is B'kivega, which he taught, say that even an Einish, which is coming Milasa the Kasha Zaman, but still such an Einish needs Asra. And therefore we should say, Meshalman ve'eina ne'rogin. Reb Kvegir answers his kasha by saying that since the Azama was a Gavi Tregavri, and as far as the Azama of the Eide Habal, there is no Tzad Mamin. For that reason we are Barikher the Yusir Chamer, and we say Ne'rogin ve'einon Meshalman Mamin. Now, okay, one can ask a following plea on Reb Kvegir, even though Reb Kvegir answered his kasha, from the case of Huzmu Eide Ha'av. What happened to the kasha of the Marsha from Huzmu Eide Habal? Okay, over there we should say Meshalman ve'einon Ne'rogin. So, okay, to answer the Marsha's kasha according to Reb Kvegir, okay, one has to say as follows. This that we apply the Sfarah of a Belazar, even to Ne'inesh Hagof Milasa the kasha Zomam, and we will say Kol Meshalam Ineleike, is only if with a Tashuman one has a Ptur of Kimle Medurabamine based on the rule of Kol Meshalam Ineleike. But as far as Misa, we will not say Kol Meshalam Ineinerag, since Tashuman will not pater the Chiyam Misa, and therefore the Chiyam Misa Midin Kasha Zomam remains. But as we mentioned before, from this, Reb Kvegir asks, on the second Gemara of Huzmu Eide Ahav, that the Eide Ahav should not be Ne'rogin, but rather we should say that the Eide Ahav are Meshalman Mamun Ve'ina Ne'rogin, if we are to say that Misa Azah Mamun Azah is Potter, from the Kasha of Reb Kvegir and clearly sees Reb Kvegir understands that even as far as Misa Mamun, we should apply the Sfara of Reb Elazar, that since the Einish Haguf of Misa's boy is for that reason that Lachashim Meshalman Ve'ina Ne'rogin. And therefore, so too, according to Reb Kvegir, in the first Gemara of Huzmu Eide Abal, that Lachashim Meshalman Mamun Ve'ina Ne'rogin. And therefore, Divri Reb Kvegir are Tzrichenion. In Tesis Exuus, now from a base, we find that Tesis says the following Chiddush. That Edim that were made to Mechayev some Mamun Malkus, so too are Mechayev the Edim if they were Huzmu Mamun Malkus. In Reb Kvegir, we find that Reb Kvegir asks the following Kasha. What is Pshat in this that we find in our Gemara? That by Yehaviah the Edim Vezimim Lady Abal, Lady Abal, and their Rogim Ve'im Meshalom Mamun, Lachir the Lady Abal wanted to be Mechayev Shneim. They wanted, first of all, to kill the Isha, and they also wanted to Mavsa the Isha Ksuvasa. And therefore, we should say that so too they demzayimin are chayavim both einshim. That is a kasha. The Reb Kvegir asks on Taisis. The Reb Kvegir answers the kasha by saying, "Dahasam mash mafsidim eisha aksuva einay bechal einish. Dim kain heach donemaisa beis rishiyis. Alatam the kivan shezinsam emela paka chiyav ksuva. Da daita dahachi loinis chayav habal." And for that reason, Kvegir goes on to say, "Vim kine edim oy hoyim mechayvim oise beis rishiyos." That is the teretz of Reb Kvegir. Now, here one can ask the kasha of Reb Kvegir on Tesis and Suvis from the next part of our Gemara. By Huzmu Eide Av Dalach is Nerogin Meshal Mamun, since it is Misal Azah Mamun Azah, as he mentioned before, Reb Kvegir's Medayik, that if not for the chiv of Misal Azah Mamun Azah, Dalach would have been that Nerogim ve'ena Meshalom Mamun. Look here what happened to Tesis' Sfarah and Ksuvis. That heicha that the Edom were coming to Mechayev to Einshim, they themselves are Chayev to Einshim. And therefore, so too, the Eide Av should be Chayev to Einshim, even if not for this, the Misal Azah Mamun Azah is Chayev. This is the Kasha that the Pnei Yeshua asks on Tesis. So to answer this Kasha, we find in the Achreinim the following Mahalach. This, that Tesis says, if the Edom are coming to Mechayev to Chiyuvim, they themselves are Chayev to Chiyuvim, is only if the Edom are coming to Mechayev someone into Chiyuvim, which does not have the Ptur of Kedei Rish Asai. If the Edom are coming to Mechayev a Chiyuv, which does not have the Ptur of Kedei Rish Asai, so to wear Mechayev the Edom in such a Chiyuv. And we will say Kasher Zomam, and the Edom are Chayovim without having the Ptur of Kedei Rish Asai. On the other hand, as far as the case of Huzmu Eide Ahav, that the Eide Ahav are not coming to Mechayev Achiyuv, which does not have the Ptur of Kedei Rish Asai, but rather the Eidim are coming to Mechayev two separate Chiyuvim. For that reason, as far as the Eidim themselves, we should say Kedei Rish Asai. And therefore, the only reason why the Eidim themselves are Chayovim, both Chiyuvim, is only because we say Misal Azah Mamun Azah is Chayev. That is how the Chazanish in Ebenezer Simukov Amad Hei Sivkatan Zayin explains Pshat in our Gemara according to Tesis in Ksuvas on Daf Lamed Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maror Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.